Kia ora and welcome back to the show. Now, I'm very excited to have on the line with me right now to talk about his new single, Saw It In Your Eyes. I have the very talented Shannon Matthew Vanya on the line. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, Liam.
How are you going?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
You know what? I'm not too bad for a Wednesday morning. Hey, first of all, congratulations on the new single. It's a beautiful, beautiful song, Saw It In Your Eyes. And it's part of Vanya 2, which is a very sleek name for your wee EP you've got out. So why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I think I began sort of working on it like as soon as my last EP came out. I was like, right, well, back to work. And sort of got into it, stuck into it. But I sort of got more and more into, like, softer sounds. Perhaps the last one was kind of, like, quite sort of, like, a bit more attacky sounding.
You know? Yeah,
like,
right,
had a bit
right.
more punch or whatever. Mm. And then I kind of wanted to do songs with punch, but with really soft sounds, and so that kind of became like the like overarching kind of like tonal palette, if you will, for it. And then it just took, I guess, I started the mid-pandemic or whatever, and then I didn't really put too much pressure on myself to finish it too quick or whatever.
No, I mean, fair enough. It's two very interesting kind of concepts to have there, punchy yet soft at the same time. How did you find trying to marry those together? Was it a kind of a trial and error thing? How did you sort of marry that?
I think there's this interesting thing that happens when you have like soft sounds all kind of like punching hard, or it sort of sounds like it somehow like takes on energy because it sounds like it's like really pushing its own little limit or something. I don't know, there's this weird little energy that comes I guess like dance music with like really soft sound.
I kind of know what you mean there. Now this single you originally kind of wrote or thought about and put it on the back burner for a little bit.
Yeah, so I started writing it. I had like, you know, half the song or whatever kicking around on a hard drive, but I really liked the verse. And then I saw Sam from the Phoenix Foundation one night, and I was like, oh, hey, I've got this song. I don't know, do you want to like have a go at working on it with me? And he's like, yeah, sure. So we drank some tea, and then he just kind of freestyled over it.
That's cool.
Then we kind of got into listening to some other music, I think. And then I don't know. Then it took me longer still to, like, come back to it and finish it. But that's sort of when Ives got involved as well. She was in my studio recording some vocals. And then I was like, hey, I've got this track. You want to help me finish it? And she was like, yeah, cool. So then that's kind of where that grew. And then it took on like heaps more character or whatever when she sang on it.
So, yeah, right.
And then that
right.
sort of gave me the energy to get it done. Yeah.
Do you find that happens a lot? Like you have a lot of half-finished songs lying around?
Less so than I used to, because I try and have more of a like finish it rule for myself now. I, you know, make sure to finish things, but I used to have a lot of half finished stuff.
for
a long time. Yeah.
Hey, good discipline. Well done. Now there's also a music video for this. Now, it's quite of its time, this style of music video. Like, it's very stuck in a t- time period, and I loved it, I have to say. Like, there are a lot of moments that reminded me of kind of classic music videos that, you know, have circulated for years now. What was kind of the inspiration behind that?
Yeah, inspo came from, there's like a solo tune that Michael McDonald has from the Doobie Brothers.
Mm.
And it's like Keep Forgetting. And he's sort of like, he's just sitting in this apartment and like playing the piano and sort of like very sincerely sort of, he almost looks like sweaty. It's just sort of like sitting there playing this track and sort of reflecting. And that was kind of like the inspiration. I was like, oh man, I got to do something like this. It seems so funny. And so then I sent that to Ezra. And, you know, it came out way different and way better and more relevant to me. But that was kind of like where the genesis came from, I suppose.
Yeah, I love how every couple of shots, suddenly just something weirder and more different and kind of escalated is going on in it. So, it made me chuckle.
Cool.
Hey, congratulations. I mean, Vanya 2, the whole thing's quite a beautiful wee EP, and you should be very, very proud of it.
Thank you.
Before we wrap up, I am curious, what's next for you?
I'm happy to let you in on a little juicy tea. This is the last batch of Shannon Matthew Vanya songs I'm going to be doing for a while.
Really?
To return to my former Tom Lark moniker.
Wow. Now. Oh my gosh.
And, I've got an album coming out later in the year.
It's almost like you're a method actor, you know, and you've finished filming now. So you're going to be your next character. Well, hey, congratulations. Sad to hear it's the last of Shannon Matthew Vanya for a while, but excited to see what else is coming. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for talking to me.
And have a wonderful day, year, week. I'll be sitting here waiting for the next thing.
All right, then. Look forward to it.
And that was Shannon Matthew Vanya. Talking about Vanya 2, his EP, and the final single that came out from it, Saw It In Your Eyes, which is a really, really beautiful song. So the last of Shannon Matthew Vanya for a while, maybe. But you know what, that's okay. I love artists who have a whole lot of different names. I think it's kind of cool. Anyway, we're going to play the song now. So here is Saw It In Your Eyes by Shannon Matthew Vanya. Enjoy.
I am no stranger to the things that I should do, but I shall get them wrong. Feel like I'm climbing up a mountain of discarded things I couldn't bring.